Wisconsin's Ag Secretary has broad responsibilities as head of the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Likewise, the DNR Secretary is responsible for implementing state and federal laws that protect Wisconsin's air, land, water, and wildlife. But Walker told the Dairy Business Association that the heads of both departments will understand that they're not just running state agencies.
My number one goal, I joke about this, I'm not going to actually make it happen, although if I could figure out a way to do it, I might, is I want every cabinet secretary to have branded across their head 250,000 jobs.
That's the number of jobs Walker has promised he'll create during his first term. He says he wants cabinet secretaries who understand that their job is on the line because his job is on the line to create those jobs. The Dairy Business Association was the first big ag group to endorse Walker during the campaign. He told members he shares their goal of consistent statewide siting standards for livestock facilities. He also said he wanted to scale back the ability of state agencies to write administrative rules and said every regulation from an agency should be science-based and predictable.
Because things that are about public safety and public health make sense. But if they're applied by a science-based standard, not just whatever some bureaucrat woke up and decided was great or what somebody else is doing in some other state, it should pass the measure. Is it science-based? Is it predictable?
Walker also said that once he has a chance to appoint members to the Natural Resources Board, at least one person will have an agricultural background. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.